This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, producer Tim. It's the bane of our existence in modern times. It is. It's trending again. Office chair butt. B-U-T-T. Office chair butt.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Now, many of you will know instantaneously what this is without me having to tell you. Others of you may not know, but after I tell you, you will never be able to unsee it again. You will see office chair butt everywhere. What is office chair butt? Office chair butt is when your butt, because you spend so much time sitting in that office chair, takes the shape of the office chair. This is a real thing. And your muscles can actually do this. Signs of office chair butt. And I know there are people in the cars nodding their head. Yes, I know exactly what office chair butt is. I see it everywhere. Okay. It's when the muscles, she should be like, the muscle should be like the bottom of your bum. You know what I'm talking about? Should be nice and round. Instead, the muscle gets pushed up. So your bum's kind of really around where your waist should be. Kind of heart shape, you know? Basically, the shape that your butt takes in your chair. Have you seen this?
I haven't seen
this. Well, how have you not noticed it? Maybe I look at people's butts more than I should. I can't help it. I'm standing in line.
I'm going to start looking, though. Definitely.
Now, I got to tell you, because I've just done this to you. Once you see office chair butt, you cannot unsee it. It is everywhere.
I'm afraid.
Yeah, you should be. It sucks when you start seeing it. Yeah, you're like, wow, that's office chair butt.
Yeah, and just imagine all the people now just like, you know, checking people's butts at work and stuff. It's going to be funny.
Oh, yeah. Well, ways to avoid office chair butt. What they're saying is, look, if you're not motivated to get up, if you sit all day at work, which many of us do, if you're not motivated to get up and walk around because of like, you know, coronary heart issues, not having office chair butt is a huge motivator. And that, like, look, one thing you can do every time you're on the phone, get up and walk around while you're on the phone. You get those muscles back where they're supposed to be. They say choose a bathroom that's further away. Maybe even stand up and do butt clenches several times a day. Put stuff back where it's supposed to be.
What about squats? I think squats would work.
Oh, that's ambitious. Yeah, no, that's fantastic. That would work great.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. So, and, you know, I don't want to brag, but I'm kind of, my daughter is she wants to go to one of the military academies, so she's trying to train to pass that physical, which is very hard. So she's been dragging me to the gym with her, which I would never go to the gym, right? Like, I'm a big exerciser, but I'm more of a treadmill person, not a weightlifting person.
I like my home workout stuff.
Yeah, me too.
The gym, yeah.
Me too. No, I only go to the gym so I can, because she's cute, so I can watch the guys watch her and keep her out of trouble.
Yeah,
no, she's 17. You're 23. Bye-bye. See you. Nice. Yeah, nice to meet you. Bye. See, yeah, I'm her mom. I know. I look right, just like her, right? Uh-huh. Yeah, see ya. Anyway, no, that is why I go. But anyway, I just, you know, I don't mean to brag.
Hey, no judgments there.
Like, yeah.
I'd probably do the same.
Oh, yeah. No, you will.
I got two daughters.
Oh, yeah. When your little girl gets older, because the gym is a meat market. It's a total meat market.
Yeah.
But, and I forgot how much, so I've been out of the, you know, been married for so long. But anyway, so me and my daughter have a competition going on the butt machine. And I will have you know, I can lift 170 pounds with my rear end.
Not bad.
I can't do that with my arms, but I can do it with my butt.
Hey, there you go. Yeah,
so I'm fighting office chair butt.
Yeah, you definitely
don't give in.
Definitely don't have office chair butt. Then.
You don't think? Yeah. Thank you. That means the world to me.
Not that I've looked.
Right, of course you haven't. No. So, yeah. Okay. All right. Moving along. Right.
Yes.
Okay. So meanwhile, but while we're on this, this is actually really interesting from the Washington Post today. Signs you will die in 10 years. There is a simple fitness test you can use, producer Tim, to predict whether you'll die in 10 years. And they say it's highly effective.
Okay.
Okay. I just did this at the break because I wanted to know if I was going to die. And it is harder than you would think. I'm probably in the best shape I've ever been, which is not saying much, but I'm probably in the best shape I've ever been. And I struggled to do this. Okay. You wouldn't think you would, but you do. Okay. Here's what you do. You sit down cross-legged on the floor.
Uh-huh.
And then you stand all the way up without leaning on anything, including your own knees, thighs, whatever. You put your hands out and you stand up. You do it 6 times.
I don't know if I could do that.
It's hard.
Yeah.
And they say if you can't, you won't make it 10 years. You're going to get thin from the herd.
I'm going to try that.
Okay.
I might try that during the break.
You should.
I can do it. Yeah.
You should do it. It's alarming. They did it. They did the studies. 4,000 people aged 46 to 75 tried it. Then they studied them. It's a longevity study. Okay. Here's how it works real quick. They scored each test by starting with 10 points, okay, and subtracting 1 point every time support was needed. So like if you had to put your hand down or put it on your thigh or put it on a chair near you or something like that, they subtracted a half a point every time the person lost their balance. And you had to do it 6 times. So if you could do that and you get 8 out of 10 or above, then you probably will live more than 10 more years. Right. Unless you get taken out on Woodruff Road, which these people are crazy. But otherwise, if you're underneath, like if you're 6 and below, or worse yet, 4 or lower, you are the most likely to die in 10 years.
That's crazy.
But it works. They say it's uncanny.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of people that I know that would not pass that test. That's crazy.
I know. I think I'm going to have everybody I know take it so I can mentally prepare.
I'm about to try it right now.
Well, no, you should, because you're thinking, oh, how hard is that? Sit cross-legged, get up, get down, get up, get that 6 times. It's hard.
I feel like I could do it. It's just, I don't know.
Well, I'm pulling for you, man.
I've struggled getting up sometimes.
Yeah. I'm pulling for you, man. I got to tell you, after QC Kinetics, I couldn't have done it before. So maybe like my longevity's improved. I don't know. I have to get my joints fixed. So, yeah. And basically what they're saying is it's a proxy for cardiovascular health, you know, in overall, because, you know, muscular health, balance, flexibility, all of those things are actually an indicator of that. So that you are six, if you can't do it, you're 6 times, if you can do it, you are 6 times less likely to die of heart and lung issues over the next decade. So.
Oh no, I don't know. I'm going to try it.
All right. You know what'll help with all this?
What's that?
Exercise.
Oh, yeah.
I know that's not what you guys want to hear, but, you know, get up, move. So.
I try to exercise every day, but sometimes I miss.
Yeah. Well, running down to the break room as fast as you can to get another snack does not count. Actually, it might. It's quite a way down there.
I mean, you might burn those calories off real quick.
A lot of staircases between here and there.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right. Well, the text line's exploded. Everybody wants to know if they're going to die in 10 years. Wait, what? What study? How do you... It's in the Washington Post. Large study, actually. Just to recap, because we got to move on. Here's what you do. You sit down cross-legged, and then you got to get up to a full stand and then sit down again cross-legged without any support and without wobbling. So you put your hands out to your sides. And you can't even use like your thighs or anything like that. If you can do it six times, you're going to live like 10 years. If you can't, then you support, you know, you subtract a point for each time that you have to grab onto something to do it and half a point for every time you wobble. If you're below four, really appreciate you listening to the show. No, just kidding. Of course, if folks understand these are averages, but if you can do it, you're six times more likely to basically live another 10 years than people who can't. And of course, now the text line's full of people who are beating the average. I haven't been able to do that in 15 years, texter writes. Another person says, you will die when God calls you home, not when a doctor tells you. Well, yeah, there's that. Texter writes, what is the starting position in the exercise? Oh, it's sitting down, cross-legged. Texter writes, I've been a negative 10 in getting up Indian style or any other way. Yeah, off the ground for over 15 years now. Anyway, you find it in the Washington Post if you want to take it. Everybody wants to take it. Texter writes, HR departments across the upstate are clearing their calendars because of your office butt discussion. Hey, you know, just looking out for the people. Just giving you tips, lots of tips. Okay, let's move on. Let's be serious. Let's do the show. Okay, most remarkable clip to me overnight. So you can see where Trump's mind is at. He finally addressed this, folks. When he said, and this is so profound. Somebody needs to grab Tucker Carlson by the scruff and make him listen to this clip. And it was very quick, but it was Donald Trump, and it was yesterday. And he's talking about Iran. And he says, I was hunted, and now I'm the hunter. What's he talking about? The Ayatollah's trying to kill him. I mean, he put a fatwa on him on his X feed, called all of the faithful as their solemn duty to Allah to kill him. That's jihad, by the way, on our soil. And they tried. While the Democrats laughed and didn't even bother to put sanctions on Iran for it. And Trump addresses this yesterday. He actually says, listen, this just gives me chills.
I said I had a focus. I was the hunted. And now I'm the hunter. It's a big difference.
I had to focus. I was the hunted. He was. And now I'm the hunter, he says. Yeah, well, we have three of their assassins in federal prison awaiting trial. Feds are holding them. Fourth one escaped to Iran. It's where we are. And what's remarkable yesterday, and again, playing that audio from Tucker Carlson, he didn't know. Ted Cruz tells him, like, dude, do you understand? If Iran is at the point where they're trying to kill the president on American soil, it's Katie barred the door at that point. They get enriched nuclear material. They get a bomb? Well, it's going to be, what, the next Vance rally? Blows up with a dirty bomb while the Democrats laugh and refuse to put any sanctions on them. If they're in office. That's where we're going. You're going to be hunted like a dog on your own soil and Democrats are going to cheer it on. We can't live like that. And folks, understand something, okay? China is now using Iran as a proxy to hit our naval ships. And I've been obsessed with the Houthis. And people say, why do you care about the Houthis, Tara? They're like out there in the Red Sea. Well, because they've hit our naval and cargo ships 319 times. But then when you find out last week of April, again, who was doing the satellite targeting? Who was helping with targeting? It was Chinese. Look, that's war. That is China using Iran. You throw nuclear fissile material into that mess, whether it's a dirty bomb, whether it's a tipped missile or a nuke itself, doesn't matter. Can't allow it. You can't live in that world. How are you going to live in that world? How's that going to happen? How do you leave the Ayatollah in place? How? You tell me. I don't know. I'd love to have Charlie Kirk on the show and just have him explain it. He was taking a victory lap yesterday because he thinks he saved the Ayatollah. I don't mean to pick on Charlie Kirk. I usually like Charlie Kirk. He's a big Trump supporter. I mean, listen, he tweeted this yesterday. The proponents for regime change have pivoted the last 24 hours. They know they are losing and their position is indefensible and unpopular. Keep the pressure on. Why? So he could try to kill Trump again? On our soil? Well, I mean, what is your long-term plan, bud? Not just for him. They succeed because they will eventually. They'll start taking out senators. They'll start taking out people like Charlie Kirk. Why not? I told her, just put a fatwa on them and off we'll go. Except now they're going to have nuclear fissile material. Think dirty bomb. What is your plan going forward? We'll just, you know, keep the Ayatollah around. This is who did October 7th, you guys. You may not like Netanyahu. I don't like Netanyahu. I don't like him for a good reason. He's a World Economic Forum globalist. Don't agree with people like that. But this has nothing to do with that for me. Look at October 7th. Look at the hang gliders. Those guys are going to have nuclear suitcases. What is your plan? They don't have one. They don't. They don't have one. And look, I get it. We have spent so much time fighting our fake enemies and making up fake enemies and making up stories about fake enemies that are fake in order to justify war, to get those, you know, military industrial complex contractors all the money so that they can kick it back and through donations to political parties. It started the Republicans. Now the Democrats do it better. They're the party of war now. We're not, I guess. So whatever, that when we have a real enemy, finally, you guys can't see it. One that proposes an existential threat to this country, and Iran does. And folks, again, I wouldn't have said that 10 years ago, even with all the death to America. Why? Because they were a paper tiger. Yeah, death to America, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, we've heard it before. But they weren't attacking us. They were attacking our soldiers, certainly in Iraq, but they weren't attacking us. They are now. Look at October 7th. Look at the Houthis. And when you look at what is going on there with China using the Houthis the way that they are, they will use them in their nuclear capacity as well. There's no other way forward. There isn't. And look, folks, I'm not going to lie to you. I am very nervous about this. And you can see all the great reasons for them. Like Axios has got a really good point this morning. They claim they've got insiders in the Trump administration who are worried the bomb may not work. We've never done this before. Not at the level we're going to have to do. They think it's going to take four bombs. Not at the level that we're going to have to do it to take Fordo. There could be all kinds of mishaps that we don't anticipate. What about nuclear leakage? Do we really know for sure what's down there? What if the strike doesn't work? We'll look like fools. And then what happens after that? Do we want to do regime change? We should. It's possible, though, that in the chaos that follows could be violent. We could get a worse regime in office. That's a chance we're going to have to take. It's a chance. Once you put that in motion, you can't control it. This is not easy. Doesn't have to be World War III Tucker Carlson style. Guaranteed. That's just silly. But there's a lot of ways this could go wrong. But folks, I don't see any other way forward. And I know it's going to be a risk. And I know that there's a risk that you guys are going to, something's going to go wrong. We may have a terror attack on our soil. That's coming anyway. I'm just pricing that in. I mean, that's going to happen anyway. If you're going to hunt the president like a dog on our soil, you're going to terror attack us. It's only a matter of time. I'd rather you not do it with nuclear fissile material. And I'm just going to pray to God that we can knock that reactor out. I mean, look at Iran right now. They're hitting civilian targets on purpose inside of Israel. It's unbelievable. But Trump does not want to be the president on whose watch Iran got the nuke after they tried to kill him. That there's no way in any world that that works. It doesn't. How do you deal with Iran after that? Now they've got real power. Now, every move you make, you have to fear. Are they going to kill me? Are they going to kill Americans? Do I have to bow to them? Because what? We're going to have another terror attack from one of the, I don't know, 20,000 Iranians Joe Biden let in here? I mean, it's a mess. We got to take away the nukes. There's no other way forward. And I hate that because it is risky. I don't think we're going to end up in World War III. I'm not worried about that. That's silly. By the way, people who say that, World War III, who's going to, they never, have you noticed they never say, who's going to be in World War III? Like, where will we fight it? Exactly. Because we're not going to put boots on the ground. Trump said that yesterday. And I wouldn't support that. I'd be against it. We don't need to do that. We don't need a regime change with boots on the ground. Who's going to be in World War III? Who will fight in that? Where will it be fought? They can't tell you because they don't know. They're just talking. Look, WW3 is trending, so they just want to hashtag it in their tweets so they can get more hits and likes. That's it. We're not going to World War III. But there are ways this could go wrong, and I wanted you to know what they were.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.